Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on July 6th regarding Brenda, B-R-E-N-D-A, Malave, M-A-L-A-V-E. Brenda Malave is a 37-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 9/25/19. Apparently she slipped on the wet floor and did a split, landing on her buttocks. Apparently she did not experience loss of consciousness. She did not undergo any surgery and remains unaware of her final diagnosis. She admits to having two sets of injections with temporary relief and physical therapy for 1 month. She has completed her course of active treatment. A paragraph. As per her claim petition, Ms. Malave stated she slipped and fell on a wet and soapy floor, injuring her back and right leg. Her treatment records show she was seen at urgent care on 10/6/19, about 2 weeks after the initial injury, Actually, you can delete that. It's the wrong patient. Treatment records show she was seen in follow-up on 10/10/19 by nurse practitioner Scharf, still having pain in the right leg. She diagnosed contusion of the right leg and lumbar nerve root, as well as contusion of the left calf. She recommended restricted duty and prescribed medications. Follow-up continued through 10/25/19. Her care was then transferred to a specialist for unclear reasons. In any event, she was seen orthopedically by Dr. Nutini, N-U-T-I-N-I, on 11/12/19. She stood 60 inches tall, weighed 215 pounds, and had a BMI of 41.98. She was diagnosed with lumbar radiculopathy and adhesive capsulitis of the right hip / right proximal hamstring tendonitis and right L5 radiculopathy. He started her on a metrol dose pack and recommended exercises. New paragraph on 12/4/19, she was seen by orthopedist Dr. DiVenero. Scratch that, wrong patient again. She followed up with Dr. Nutini on 12/10/19 and had full range of motion of lumbar spine and flexion and extension associated with pain. She was able to heel and toe walk with bilateral upper extremity support. He thought she had resolved right L5 radiculopathy. They discussed treatment options, including physical therapy and possible MRI. She was doing fairly well currently. On 12/13/19, she was seen by pain specialist Dr. Pulser. He recommended an MRI of the lumbar spine is the next step. She returned on 11/23/21, more than a year later, stating she had no treatment since her last visit due to pregnancy. She had a recent lumbar x-ray done at Rothman Orthopedics and was scheduled to get an epidural injection with them on 12/3/21. New paragraph, she returned to Dr. Nutini on 1/14/20. Care with him continued as did spine surgical evaluation with Dr. Woods beginning 6-1-20 period. He diagnosed low back pain, coma, and lumbar radiculopathy. Paired x-ray showed spondylosis but no fracture or instability. Appears she had no neural tension signs, but she did have tenderness palpation of her right sacroiliac joint. Period. He recommended a diagnostic and therapeutic injection to that area. Period. On 7/27/20, she reported 50 to 70% improvement since the injection. Appears she had no new complaints. Period. She saw Dr. Woods again on 1/11/21. Come again well after his last documented visit on 7/27/20. Period. She was now reporting some recurrence in her pain that is in the right side of her buttocks. Period. She did not have a radicular component to her pain, nor did she experience bowel or bladder incontinence. Period. He learned she was currently pregnant. Period. There was no further intervention that was appropriate or warranted at this time. Period. She can take anti-inflammatories if approved by her OBGYN physician. Period. He deemed she had reached maximum medical improvement regarding the injury and could continue to work. Period. She saw Dr. Woods again on 9/17/21. Period. She recently had a cesarean section. Unless her sacroiliitis can be causally related to her fall. So he recommended another SI joint injection. Period. She was then seen in the same practice by Dr. Axelrod on 12/3/21 to administer a lumbar epidural injection. Period. The last documented visit with Dr. Woods was on 2/7/22 via telephone. Period. He did not render any specific treatment at that time. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper, normal extremities lower. She had non-reproducible tenderness, palpation about the right patella and lateral posterior area and popliteal area, but there was none on the left. Period. That section is normal. Knees and hips normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbar sacral. She changed positions fluidly and was able to squat to 45 degrees with tenderness. Period. She sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actually flexed only 50 degrees. Period extension was full to 25 degrees with tenderness. Period. Bilateral rotation and side bending were full without discomfort. Period. She was tender in the midline of the lumbar sacral junction, as well as at the right sacroiliac joint, but not the left. Period. The rest of that is normal. Impressions on 9/25/19. Brenda Malavi fell from a standing height while at work. Period. There may have been a delay in her seeking medical attention. Period. When seen at urgent care on 10/6/19, x-rays were negative. Period. She followed up with Atlantic Care Occupational Health and was treated conservatively. Period. Her care was then transferred to orthopedist Dr. Nutini. Period. Additional conservative care was rendered, including injections, with much improvement. Period. At one point, she was discharged from care to full duty. Period. However, she then returned to Dr. Woods in the same group on a few other occasions after very long gaps. Period. Ultimately, he thought her L5 radiculopathy was resolved. Period. during her course of treatment. Her course of treatment evidently was interrupted by a full-term pregnancy, leading to cesarean section. Period. In paragraph, the current exam found her easily able to push the baby in a stroller. Period. She had variable mobility about the lumbar spine. Period. Neither sitting nor supine or straight leg raise maneuvers elicited low back or radicular complaints. Period. Provocative maneuvers at the hips were negative. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the back, comma, right leg, comma, or right hip. Period. End.